People's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts, your grievances, always welcome on a Friday at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'd like to think we're a couple of working stiffs around here. Especially Evan. He actually works for a living. The rest of us.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan. You're pressing all the right buttons, baby.
Yeah, yeah. It's more than I can say.
I've heard that.
If Elon Musk doesn't go through with the Twitter deal, and apparently it's being reported widely, he's backing out. And there's like a $1 billion breakup fee, but that's still cheaper than probably his child support payments on the kids. I mean, if he's up to 9 kids, can you imagine what the, you know, in Wisconsin, it's like 18% for the first kid, 25, and it was up to 36. I mean, this guy could be in for $70 billion a year.
You don't need wages when you have wealth, man. So good luck on that.
Yes, yes. You make a valid point. In other words, he'll never pay. Kind of like his taxes, right?
Only the suckers pay taxes, Curdy. Haven't you learned anything?
But that means that Trump will not be reunited with his Twitter followers.
Oh, I didn't think of that part of it. Oh, darn. Well, the good news is he's got the truthy social, so we're good to go.
844-967-2789. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at Devil Radio.
Can't hit Trump up.
Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Matt McNeil was, hey guys, Matt McNeil was lighting up Rebecca Dallet for her main comments on the whole Dropbox thing, you know, the accusation of, you know, the fraudulent votes that are going into those Dropboxes, you know, offering absolutely no evidence.
It's not Dallet. It's not Dallet, Mark.
No, Bradley. Rebecca Dallet. I'm sorry, Rebecca Dallet. Yeah. Rebecca Bradley. Yeah, that. But he was lighting her up and just. It is just ridiculous that, I mean, Republicans used to be for these drop boxes not all that long ago. I mean, they probably used to be for mail-in.
Well, weren't they the ones that instituted this under their governance? They passed it legislatively and Walker signed it? Maybe my memory gets fuzzy on the point, but I thought they were Republican drop boxes.
Well, we've used them for years. It wasn't a big deal, Mark, until, you know, Trump got in and was a terrible candidate and lost. And it became part of the justification for the stop the steal and fraud claims.
And I have no sympathy at all for you know, Justice Beerbong, you know, that how many, you know, that it is just, you know, that I don't care if any of these those conservative justices eat another meal in peace as long as they live.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it just doesn't, you know, that they, there's nothing, like you said, nothing in the Constitution that said they're not supposed, you could eat a meal in peace, but there's nothing in the Constitution that dictates, we're supposed to have intermarriage of religion and state. I mean, that this whole thing on the...
No, actually, I'm pretty sure they were against that, Mark.
They were against it. I mean, that Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Church, because the Baptists were concerned they were being oppressed by the Congregationalists. I mean, these people don't seem to understand that the first groups that were really that were made Christmas illegal in this country were the Puritans of New England, for God's sake.
Mark, your history exceeds my knowledge, so I'm going to cut you off there.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it as always, man.
Well, when you start showing up the host, and you know, it gets embarrassing.
Come on,
for
man.
The host.
But I mean, that's the point I think Mark is making. That, you know, these religious zealots, they don't get it. They don't get it, or they do get it and they don't care because they want everyone like Marjorie Taylor Greene to live under some version of the Bible that only they understand.
I just thought Mark was clearly trying to demonstrate that he was smarter and better read than Crudy.
I'm probably smarter and better read than both of us.
844 probably.
Maybe.
844-967-2789. It's our pal T-Bone from Milwaukee. How you doing, PT?
Hey, PT.
All right. How are you guys?
Awesome, man. Dude.
It's Friday. We made it.
Yeah, you know, I just turned on the radio in the car, and boom, this guy from Minnesota comes on the radio from on your station. I was like, well, who's that guy?
That's Matt McNeil, the Matt McNeil show.
Oh my God, you got to have him on more often. Maybe it's a regular thing though. I just didn't have.
It's a daily thing, PT. Where you been? It's been like 3-4 days now, man.
3-4 days. Where you been, man?
You should have known by Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm very busy with other things. Anyway, I just loved his rhetoric and the way he railed on radical Rebecca Bradley. It was just perfect, and it made my day. So he's on 3 to 4. Is that right?
That's correct. And we always love when you compliment other radio shows on this one, PT. You got any others you'd like to compliment or acknowledge?
Well, yeah, you guys are doing pretty good too, you know?
Well, hey, man, thanks for the vote of confidence, PT.
Anyways, yeah, he was real refreshing and woke me up like, what? This isn't Kruten Dom. This is like, and then I tried to call in, and you can't call in there or whatever, but
you call in, you just got to learn the number. You got to listen closer. It's just not in your speed dial like we are, PT.
Yeah, but he was spot on in terms of his analysis for Rebecca Bradley. Wow. And you should get into that that opinion on her in her ruling. It was just bizarre. Just bizarre. At least, anyways. Hey, guys, have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, PT. You too, man. I think we will get into that. Our good friend, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us at the top of the hour. And I know this is a topic that he wants to discuss. So perhaps we will get into some of the details of the craziness of those right-wing Wisconsin justices.
When did we start letting the guests set the topics around here?
Come on, man. He's a former U.S. attorney. This is national news right now. From the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you from personal experience, when you start letting the guest react to the topics without boundaries, it can get ugly up in here.
We don't need any boundaries.
Yeah, that's what I thought on Fox News.
They invite you back yet?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Okay. All right.
It hasn't been quite a month yet.
Yeah, so you can give them a couple more weeks. A
couple more. Should I call them? Hey, yeah. Did you lose my number? Got anything you want to talk about? Here, gas prices are coming down. Want to talk about that?
Gas prices are coming down. Employment, another, almost 400,000 jobs. Going to make the Fed's job a little tighter, so probably going to have more higher interest rates. But, I'm sure the Republicans will hope for doom and gloom between now and the midterms.
Well, Dom, I feel quite confident I will get invited back on Foxy News to discuss the oh-so-important topic
Hunter Biden
hiring escorts from other countries, man.
What?
Nothing more important to America's future than, whether or not Hunter Biden had sex.
Is there a statute of limitations on paying for sex?
Well, I don't know. That'd be very relevant, considering the prior rumors about the former president and his time spent, I think it was the 2013 Miss Universe contest. Look it up.
Allegedly.
Hour 2 is next.
Knock that off, you do. It's time for church.